Masechet Shavuot, Perek Dalid, Mishnah. Here, this Mishnah will talk about a situation where somebody approached two witnesses in order for them to testify at a monetary case that he was dealing with, and he wanted them to testify about multiple things, multiple different claims, and a swear happened. How does it work in terms of the korbanot that that person has to bring if he wasn't telling the truth, that he claimed he didn't know anything? If there's multiple claims, is it one korban or is it multiple korbanot? As we'll explain, Mishnah says, "Mashbia ani alechem." Someone says to two witnesses, "I put a swear on you. Im lo tavo'u v'te'iduni. If you don't come and testify for me to help me in the case, shiyesh li biyad peloni, that I have in the hand of so and so pikadon, a deposit that I left with him. Number one, utsumet yal, or a loan, also a loan that I lent him. Number three, vegazel, and something that was stolen from me. Va'avedan, something that I lost and he found. So the person is making him swear one swear on these witnesses, but he's asking them about four different claims in one. Shevu'ash in am yod'in l'chayedut. If the witnesses answer him back and they say, we swear we don't know anything about testimony for you. And hayavin elai hat. They're only obligated to bring one korban because they made one false swear. They said one line, and that false swear is one swear. But if they answered, Shevu'ah, she'en anu yod'in, she'esh dechabeyot peloni, pikadon, utzumet yad, ve'gazel, hayavin akol ahat ve'ahat. But if they answer him, and they say, we don't know any testimony about this person regarding the deposit, regarding the loan, regarding something stolen for you, and regarding something lost, hayavin akol ahat ve'ahat. They're obligated to bring a separate korban for each and individual claim that they are denying. They could have simply said, like we mentioned earlier, that we don't have any testimony about you. But the fact that they're going and they're listing off each claim by itself is them basically making their own swear for each claim. And since each one of them is now wrong, they have to bring a korban for each false claim that they're making. The next part of the Mishnah is going to talk about several different items that are all part of one claim. How does that work? In the last case we had, we spoke about one swear. That was about several different claims. Here we'll talk about one swear. That's about one claim that has all different items connected to it. Mishnah says, "Mashbia ani alechem im lo tavo v'te'iduni." This person says to two witnesses, I'm making a swear on you that if you don't come and testify for me, shiyesh li biyad peloni, that I have in the possession of so-and-so, pikadon hitin usorin vekusemin, I have a deposit of wheat and barley and spelt by that person. And they answer him, shivu'ah she'en anu yod'in l'chayedut. And they tell him back, we swear we don't know any testimony for you. We say, en hayavin elai hat. They're only obligated to bring one korban because they only made one false swear. But if they answer, shivu'ah she'en anu yod'in l'chayedut, sheyesh nechabiat piloni, hitin usorin vekusemin. But if they answer him, they said, we swear we don't know any testimony in regarding that somebody has possession of your wheat and your barley and your spelt, in all of these cases, he listed them off. Hayavin al kol ahat ve'ahat. They're obligated to bring a separate korban for each and every one of the items that they denied knowing, like before. By the fact that they're choosing to mention each item individually means they're making a swear about each and every item that's being claimed. So therefore, the witnesses are showing that they're making a separate oath, a separate swear for each item that's being mentioned.